the Thursday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ikey, how we doing?
Spike Lee, Jackie Baseball, don't worry, we'll bounce back tonight, brother. We're going to clinch, settle down, holla at your boy.
Taiwan Day.
Oh, it's a big day.
They may not clinch today, but maybe tomorrow.
That's the whole show today. We're actually pushing the Eagles to the side and celebrating Taiwan Day. Jack, the leader of Taiwanimus over there, one of seven people who still believe in Taiwan Walker. Are you actually part of Taiwanimus, or are you just talking about the movement itself?
There's a possibility of a movement. I don't really believe in Taiwan.
Okay, all right.
But
all right.
If he pitches well, Taiwanimus might be out in full form.
There you go.
And Rob Thompson might be the leader as well.
Of Taiwanimus.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Dave Dombrowski might be the leader of Taiwanimus. Quite honest with you, that price tag is on. He wrote that check. So we have a big show today, as we always do. Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joins us at 3. Mike Lombardi, the biggest Sixers fan or Sixers hater / Sixers fan in NFL media, joins us at 4. Of course, we'll have the top 5 at 5 at 5. But we start with the Philadelphia Eagles. I was doing my little prep in the morning, reading the internet articles, and I'm like,
research.
I'm doing my research. Trying to be a real football guy, reading enough to become a real football guy, and I saw, power rankings.
Mm.
Love power rankings.
Love them.
And there were two. There was CBS Sports Power Rankings, and there was ESPN Power Rankings. And I will tell you that they had wildly different ideas of where the Eagles should sit in those power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The ESPN power rankings had the Eagles at number 6.
Yeah.
CBS power rankings had the Eagles at number 18.
We did it!
Big spread. 6 and 18. So I ask you, do you believe the Eagles are closer to the 6th best team in the NFL or the 18th best team in the NFL?
Yeah, this is an easy one for me. They're clearly closer to being the 6th best team in the NFL after 2 weeks. That's just the way I look at it. Listen, I understand they lost a tough game Monday night to the Atlanta Falcons. By the way, who I picked to win the NFC South, having backed off of that, know the Saints are 2-0. We'll see how the season plays out and ends. I trust Kirk Cousins more than I do Derek Carr. But we'll see how it plays out as the season goes along. The Atlanta loss isn't as bad as it feels to us right now. We saw a banged-up Kirk Cousins the week before. It looked like he couldn't move as a statue, and we just assumed it was going to be an easy win. Raise my hand. I'm guilty of it, too. I'm guilty of it, too. That wasn't the case Monday night. Also, maybe we didn't calculate how bad this defense can be in stopping the run. So I say that to repeat for the third time. I don't think the loss Sunday from a quality of an opponent standpoint, Monday night, I keep forgetting, is as bad as it feels.
To support that, by the way, I think most people thought the Falcons would be pretty good till they lost their first game.
Until they lost to Pittsburgh the first week. Yeah. Exactly. And again, Kirk Cousins didn't look good in that game.
Right.
Two interceptions, couldn't move. I'll look at some of the other teams. I haven't even gone through the list to see who's in front of them and who's behind them. I don't think they're the 6th best team in the league. I would have them somewhere probably around 10 to 12. I mean, who's looked great? We still going to say San Francisco the top team in the league? They just lost to Minnesota on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Are they being penalized? I don't know. I mean, Dallas, a lot of darling. They are a team that everybody raves about. Talent there. Dak got paid. CD got paid. They got boat raced by New Orleans at home. That's a worse loss than what happened to the Eagles on Monday night. So I don't know who these teams are that's in front of them. And I'll say this. You can't believe everything you see within the first 2 weeks of the season. But I get it. Rankings are there for a reason. It's a week-to-week thing.
Sure.
I think the win over Green Bay in Brazil under those conditions deserves a lot more credit than it's getting. You know, after week one, I'm hearing people like, oh, Green Bay ain't that good. I had Green Bay all pegged wrong. They're not going to be good. People overreact so much. They spend months, get the schedule, off-season, acquisitions, draft, free agency. They spend so much time in the off-season when it's the dead time telling us how smart they are and making predictions. And after week one, everybody wants to change their mind. Oh, man, I was wrong. That team is terrible. They lost to a team I didn't expect them to leave because I predicted they would go this, that, and the other. I don't know. I'm just sitting here saying, I haven't lost all conviction in my eyes and my analysis of the Philadelphia Eagles just because they lost Monday night. When all they, it's not like they got outclassed Monday night like Dallas did the week before. It's not like they played sloppy all night and looked terrible. Saquon Barkley catches the ball, game over, Eagles 2-0.
Sure.
That's how simple I'm going to look at it, looking at the Eagles. So, long way to answering your question. I think they're closer to six. I would have them somewhere in that 8 to 10 range, somewhere around there. Still a playoff team. Still think they – if I get more evidence in 3 or 4 weeks, then, okay, I may change my opinion. But right now, I'm good where they are. I think they're still one of the top teams in the NFC. By the way, Detroit lost, too, at home to Tampa.
Yep, they did.
So – And everybody loves Detroit, right? Even me.
Sure.
But they lost at home.
They did. They did. 215-592-9494. Which power rankings are more accurate? The one that had the Eagles at 6 or 18? What are the Eagles closer to? Now I'm going to disagree that they're close.
Shocker.
Yeah. Now, in fairness to me, I had them at 10 wins before the year, and I thought they were a mid-pack team. I didn't think they were Bowl contender before the year.
Yeah.
So here, and I'm actually going to, while the point is wins and losses, I'm actually going to take the wins and losses and put them to the side for a moment. Because when I think about how, well, because we only have two, and
well,
they're 500.
Where rankings are coming from.
Well, on some level they are.
Okay.
Because they're 1-1. So if we just take their, they're right there with how many other teams who are also 1-1.
But then the losses and wins do count. Who you lost to, who you beat,
they
should
count.
Matter.
They count. They count.
Yeah.
But I think from my perspective of them, so basically the reason I think they're closer to 18 is I just think they are a mid-pack sort of middle of the road, 8 to 10 win
team.
You
had them at 10-7. You did. You had them at 10-7.
Yeah. So, and here's why.
I had them at 12-5.
After two games, I'm just not sure what the Eagles do at an elite level that is going to put them in the conversation to be a contender type team. And to be close to six, you have to do something at an elite level. So what we thought before the year is that the defense hopefully would be mid-pack and the offense would be one of the two or three best offenses in the league. So offense has been good, but they have not been top of the league special good. I think they are...
Well, whose offense has been special?
Well, the Saints, the Bills, the Cardinals.
The Saints' offense hasn't been... I mean, they tallied up a lot of points on Carolina. They beat Dallas last week.
Yeah, I mean, they scored
points. I mean, the Bills'
points.
Offense, I've watched the Bills the last 2 weeks. Josh Allen isn't setting the world on fire. I think they won a game, him throwing the ball for 140 yards or something.
131.
And one touchdown.
Well, the Eagles just... we just said that Jalen Hurts played a good game. He threw for 180 yards.
I know, but okay, I can say that was a good game. I didn't say it was an elite game. I didn't say it was elite.
Point being,
yeah,
is there six in the league in points, six in the league in yards. It's good. It's a good offense.
Yeah.
But they have not shown me yet this is the offense that can, and most notably, the offense is not good enough to carry how bad the defense has looked
so far.
Well,
that's the real issue there.
Right. Is that the defense does not at this point have the look of a defense that can be in the middle of the league. They look like a bottom five defense, honestly, so far. And if you put points even to the side, you look how successful Bijan Robinson was, they haven't been good against the pass, they haven't been good against the run. They've been decent at bend it not break, which is what Fangio does, but
they got one turnover in two games.
Right.
Yeah, the defense.
So the offense has been good, but has not been special, and the defense has been terrible. So I look at this team and trying to construct a scenario in my head in which they are a top 6-7 team. I can't get there. So if you're basically telling me, are they close? Are they a mid-pack team, or are they closer to a contender? In my eyes, so far, what they've shown us is they are closer to a mid-pack team.
Yeah.
So far.
You said that before they showed you anything.
Yes.
So I feel like your bar is maybe unrealistic. The offense looked pretty damn good the first week. Jalen had two interceptions. That's not the offense looking bad. That's him with decision making. Hold on.
He's part of the offense.
Hold on. He also threw for 280 yards and some touchdowns. So it's not like he played terrible.
No.
And they put up 400 and some yards. Saquon had over 100 and some yards. He had three touchdowns. We were raving about this offense last week. We were frustrated with Jalen's decision to ruin drives with bad decision making. It wasn't that the offense looked bad, the play designs looked good, Saquon looked good, and I'll go Monday night and give them a pass. They didn't have their best player. So the offense is gonna look different without A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown makes it's like having Tyreek Hill in your offense. It makes everybody else's job easier.
But couldn't I say to you, before the year, we said, look at all their weapons. Mm-hmm. They have more weapons than anybody. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we lose one of those weapons, and they score 21 points.
Well, if you lose Dallas Goedert instead of A.J., I think you score more than 21 points.
But that's fair, but if we go back to Buffalo, mm-hmm. I can say he lost his best weapon, and they're scoring the second most points in the NFL.
Okay, the running back is kidding, but Josh Allen isn't throwing the ball up and down the field. They're running the ball.
But he hasn't turned the ball over once.
He has turned it over once.
One time. He fumbled.
No, you're
okay.
Right. No, yeah. Listen, I understand that. I'm just saying, I'll give you Buffalo as if you want to call him elite. It's cool. That's two.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Weeks. 2 weeks, they've looked elite. I mean, honestly, they benefited last week from short fields and their defense getting, I think, three or four interceptions against Tua.
Mm-hmm.
So, our defense isn't doing that for our offense.
Absolutely.
So, I think it's the defense that drags down the overall evaluation of the team. But it's part of the team, so I agree. And that's why I said I'll go 8-12. 8-12, to me, after 2 weeks, and they're missing their best player in one of the games, I'm not panicking. I'm still not going to say they're more in the average to below average. If anything, they're above average to good as an overall team. They're not below average to poor.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Two power rankings. One has the Eagles 6. One has the Eagles 18. Which are they closer to? Starting us off, my good friend, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What up, Corey?
What's up, man? You ain't gonna ask my brother Jack opinion. You don't care about him. You gonna get
it later. So sometimes I go when I can. This is my show. Don't make me yell at you again. So sometimes what happens is you want a little behind the curtain. Is if Ike and I go a little bit longer,
okay,
what I'll do
you.
Is go to the caller first and then go to Jack. But if Ike and I are a little bit shorter, then I'll go to Jack before the call.
I'm like with Ike, man. I'm in like the 10 rank. See this. This is the thing about the team. You know what the Eagles – you ask what do the Eagles do at an elite level. They run the football at an elite level, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to run the football. Like, run the football. Saquon Barkley, what, 95 yards last week, over 100 the week before. Jalen Hurts rushing for 85 yards last week. Like, run the football. See, I get it. We want – see, this is the thing. We want to substitute looking pretty over getting wins. I don't give a damn how they look. I don't give a damn if they run the damn wing T. If we going 17-0 running the wing T, keep running it. Like, your defense is not good. They can't rush the passer. So why are we throwing the ball so much, you know, giving them quick three and outs to put these non-pass rushers back on the field? Like, everybody, oh, Bryce Huff's the biggest. Elliot Key wanted to put that. Bryce Huff's the biggest off position. No, he's not. It's Saquon Barkley. Run the ball. Like, you got, and you don't even got to run it with Saquon. You got an elite offensive line. 2022. It wasn't the shots down the field. It was we controlled time of possession, we got up on teams early, and we ran the football. Like, it's like it's, this is easy math. But one plus one.
Corey, can I provide a so I agree with you. They are strong at running the football. I would say, though, that if you're only going to run the football, or if you're going to primarily run the football, chances are you're not going to score a ton of points. You are going to hold the ball for a long time, but you're not going to score a ton of points. So, because it just takes too long. It takes too many plays.
Right.
So we've already agreed that the defense is terrible. So the problem that you're going to face in not throwing the ball early in the game is that it's going to be difficult for you to get substantial leads early in the game. Maybe you'll score 10 points in the. I mean, we had, 6 points in the first half on Monday night, or 7 points, whatever it was?
Yeah.
And we ran the ball plenty. I mean, I would say they've run the ball a commensurate number of times. Saquon Barkley.
They also went for it on fourth down.
They did.
If you look at the elite teams right now, like, first of all, the Saints, the Vikings, the Bucks. We'll see how they look week five and week six. Yeah, they look good right now, but we'll see how they look at the Saints. Everyone's praising what Derek Carr is doing. No, they're running the football with Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara ran the ball all over the Cowboys defense. Like, it's like, I'm not saying just run the ball every play, but it's like run the football and set up plays down the field. Like, it's like this team forgot what made us successful. It's like they want to come out and they want to be a passing football team, which is fine. You pay the quarterback. You want to look pretty. You got these weapons. I don't care about that. I want to win. I don't care if the offense, how they look. Win the game. Run the football. This offensive line, that's what they do great. They got maulers. They want to run the ball. We ran the ball all the way to the playoffs in 2022. Okay.
And 17.
And 21.
Yeah.
I thought we had Michael Jordan under center. I didn't know Michael Jordan was going to be a point guard. You want Michael Jordan to pass more? I mean, what are we talking about?
DJ McConnell. Hey,
Corey won a Jack. There you go. You got Jack, Corey. Congratulations.
Let me rebuttal that real quick. Ike.
Yes.
What makes you great? See, Ike talk about Troy Aikman. He talk about, Troy Aikman is great because he won.
Yep.
It ain't the damn stats. He won the game.
It wasn't the stats. That's true. His stats look terrible.
If Jalen Hurts.
What do you do if you look at them?
Stats were different then, a little bit. I mean, so do John Elway's stats don't look great.
They don't look
either.
Like Troy Aikman's.
No, but I mean.
He's the greatest game manager ever.
He did
throw the
ball.
Well, don't talk about Terry Bradshaw like that.
Yeah.
Well.
I guess, Corey, I mean, I think they're
top four managers.
The Eagles are sixth in the league in rushing yards per game. So
we're a running team, man.
They're running the ball. They need to be able to.
Run the damn ball, man.
All right. Okay. Oh, that was Jack.
Yeah, that was Chuck. Yeah. Yeah. Chuck. Okay. That's one of my favorite drops. But when anyone asks to run the ball more, it's all I think about.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Corey. So you say closer to sixth.
Of course. I mean, who's better than them? Like, the 49ers, come on, man. They lost. All these teams are losing. Like, and don't give me the Bengals. Like, the Bengals, come on, man.
Think the 49ers are better than the Eagles? If you had to bet your life tomorrow on a neutral site game between the 49ers and Eagles, you would pick the Eagles?
I ain't say all that.
Okay.
But I would. Hey.
Well,
hey,
that's what the power ranking thing is.
If I had to bet my life between the Bengals and the Eagles... Hey, I live in Ohio, so y'all can talk about that. I know what it's like. They see us on the field. When we played in week five and week six, it might be a blowout.
Well, I mean, the Bengals are behind the Eagles in the CBS Power Rankings that has them 18.
They got a great quarterback, though. But y'all tell me the quarterback is great.
He is.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. I'm with him on that.
Yeah, he's great.
Love
Sorry.
Joe B.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the call, Corey. On the top six, who are the teams that are in front of the Eagles?
On the ESPN Power Rankings.
Yeah, on the ESPN one.
Number one was the Chiefs.
Okay.
Number two, the Bills. Number three, the 49ers. Okay. The Texans were fourth. The Lions were fifth. And then the Eagles. And then right behind the Eagles, the Bucks, the Chargers, the Saints.
Yeah, you're not impressed with the Chargers' 2 wins?
Well, but they're behind the Eagles.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying. But on the other list, are they behind the Eagles on the other list?
On the other list, the Chargers are...
Yeah, 17 teams that are in front of them?
No, they're not.
Oh, so nobody's impressed with the Chargers. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just to run
Unbelievable.
Them
More keeping my guy Herbert down.
No, Harbaugh's going to keep him down.
Actually, you know what we'll do next? Yeah. I will tell you the teams that are ahead of them.
Okay. Because,
and also, we have some interesting sound from Vic Fangio talking about Devin White. Devin White talking about being benched, and then Vic Fangio talking about why he's not playing is all very interesting. So that will come out next. We do have next question today.
Okay.
So today, in 1960, and we have a pair of tickets to go see...
1960.
Yes. The Jack found this one. Couldn't believe. I didn't think his internet went back to 1960.
Come on, man. Yeah. The Bednarik won a bowl that year, okay, or whatever it was. Right. Football championship.
NFL championship. So on this day, we have Phillies tickets for Monday's game against Phillies Cubs. So we have a pair of tickets for the best next question answer.
Yeah.
So on this day in 1960, The Twist by Chubby Checker, his cover of The Twist, went number one. So today we are asking, give us your favorite famous dance. The Twist, obviously, off the board.
Lap.
What's that?
No, you said lap dance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Boo this boy. This guy saying it, by the way.
You know me.
Yeah, Mr. Strip Club.
Yeah, yeah. He's never even been to one before.
Mr. Gentleman's Club over here. So we don't want to take away all of them. Normally, we each give one. Am I going to Ike or am I going to Jack to give us
one? Go to Fritzy first.
Okay, Fritz, give us
since
a dance.
Since he jumped in there with his twerking.
Yeah.
I guess that counts.
Yeah.
The one that inspired a generation, the Dougie.
The Dougie.
The Dougie's a big one.
The Dougie is a big one.
It's a Mount Rushmore.
What was that? I forget the rap group that did it. It was who
the
is
Dougie?
Yeah, it was a song.
Dougie Fresh.
Teach me how to Dougie. No,
oh,
no, no.
The song.
Teach me how to Dougie.
I forgot how young Jackie is. Yeah, I'm actually going back to who actually originated the dance.
No, I was thinking about the song.
But there was a song. The Dougie was a thing before like 2010.
It's from Dougie Fresh.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It's
no.
His dance.
Oh okay. No.
Yes.
No idea. I thought this came around in like 2010.
No. I was trying to reference the song.
Well, they put the 2010 twist on it.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a do a new spin on it. But yeah, that song is from Dougie. I mean, that dance is from Dougie Fresh.
I can't do either of the dances.
Yeah.
Just to be clear. So
especially with your hip.
I got a few I could have thrown out there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw out, how about the centipede?
I don't think I know the centipede.
You
don't
do the centipede?
Not the human centipede.
Some people call it the worm.
I know the worm. Yeah,
that's the one on the ground.
Yes, I know the worm.
No one's ever called that the centipede.
Sure. Sure it is. You weren't even born when the dance was actually being done.
Dude,
the 80s dance.
Did you need me to do the worm for you?
No, you can do it.
Please do the worm.
Absolutely not.
On the internet?
If I have to be held accountable the next time, I'll do the worm.
Okay. All right.
There it is.
We got it.
You just be throwing stuff out there. Yep. You know, Spike don't let anything go.
You think I'm going to forget that? Absolutely not. Everything you say, everything you text.
Will be held and
will be held accountable,
you.
Yeah. So are the Eagles closer to 6 or 18 on the two power rankings, 215-592-9494? And for next question today, for a pair of tickets to go see Phillies Cubs on Monday, in honor of today being the day in 1960, The Twist hit number one, give us a famous dance. As I mentioned next, I'll let you know the teams that are ahead of the Eagles in that 18th rank, and Vic Fangio talks about why Devin White is not playing. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.